Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Make a joke. That's, you know, a tacky joke, no doubt about it, but jokes don't have to be, concerned for what other people think, generally.
The best jokes are the tacky ones. Dark humor is better than tacky humor, but tacky's still pretty good.
You know what Stalin said? Dark humor's like food. Not everybody gets it.
We're going to go to your calls, but we do have a little bit more about the other guy in Florida who was arrested. So a Florida boy and a Florida man arrested over the weekend for making jokes, not threats, but jokes about school shootings, and they're now facing terrorism charges. We'll share a little bit more about that story, but Olivia is on the line in Arizona. Olivia, go ahead with your thoughts. Do we lose Olivia? Olivia going once, Olivia going twice. Too bad.
That's unfortunate. She's always a pleasure to talk to.
Yeah, she usually has something interesting to say. The number is 603-283-6160. Corey Anderson is the other guy's name. So, Aria, you had brought in a story about a 10-year-old boy, which is insane, Daniel Isaac Marquez, who posted somewhere, maybe sent it in a text message to a friend or something like that. He posted a picture of some money found on Google image search.
The most insane thing is, are the cops going to, investigate him for, running some sort of romance scam or something like that? He scammed someone out of all of this money, right?
Yeah.
They might as well. Look, if they don't open that investigation against them, then they're just hypocrites, right?
They're not doing their job.
And I know they don't have an issue being hypocrites, but if they're investigating this kid for the alleged threat, which wasn't even a threat, what about investigating him for the actual crime that he claims to have admitted, which is defrauding someone out of massive amounts of money,
right,
man?
So then he claims that he has all these guns that he bought with the money that he allegedly scammed from someone. Again, he's 10 years old.
And investigate him for money laundering, apparently.
And then they charged him with a very similar charge here. Let's see. I don't have the charge of the boy in front of me.
A written threat.
Yeah,
to conduct a mass shooting or something along those lines.
And now the slightly older gentleman, Corey Anderson, age 18, was arrested Sunday at home in Lutz, Florida, after posting photos of himself with what appeared to be a rifle, handgun, and a tactical-style vest, and a caption that read, quote, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school," unquote.
Which is so obvious. It's a joke. In bad taste,
obviously.
But it's still obviously a joke.
A subsequent investigation then determined that the guns were actually airsoft rifles, which shoot pellets rather than bullets. The sheriff in that county said his name is Chad Cronister.
It's also not a threat. There are valid reasons why an 18-year-old would need to know or want to know where the nearest school is. Maybe he's about to have a kid. Maybe he's thinking about starting a family. We don't know. The fact that he's wearing, the fact that he's carrying guns when he asks this question does not constitute a threat.
Tough guy Sheriff Chad Cronister said, "This type of threat is unacceptable. This man intentionally instilled fear in our community as a sick joke. But be warned, this is no laughing matter. Protecting our students is our greatest priority." That's what
it's
outside.
Absolutely.
Of sick jokes, let us introduce Chad.
"We take school threats very seriously. If you see something suspicious, please contact us immediately."
No. Don't contact the police. No one is ever helped by people contacting the police. This person is 18-year-old now is facing some BS charge because someone couldn't take a joke and contacted the police.
The charge is threatening to conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism.
But he didn't threaten anything. He just posed there with a pic asking a question.
Yep.
It's legal to ask a question. Me asking, hey guys, where's the nearest gas station, does not mean I'm about to go torch a gas station.
Right.
Asking, guys, where's the nearest airport, doesn't mean I'm about to go hijack a plane. It means I need to know where the nearest airport is. We can't assume this guy's motive and this idea of he's a criminal because he's standing there in SWAT gear or guns or whatever.
That's crazy.
That's not a good precedent to set.
But his bond was only set at $7,500, so, I mean, that's pretty lightweight for an act of terrorism. I mean, it cost
the FBI's got that. They can bail out their little guy.
It cost me $200,000 to get out of jail, and I've been charged with no victims in the supposed crimes in the Crypto 6 case. So it just goes to show you where their real priorities are.
Is he state or federal?
He's state. He's state, but still. Anderson was.
That's true. If it was federal, they would have set the bail higher, and the FBI could have paid the bail, and then it would have been this nice little money laundering thing, and they could have gotten the officers to buy some drugs. I don't know what the FBI really does when they execute these sorts of schemes, but if it was a federal offense or happening at the federal level, this guy absolutely would have been an FBI agent.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. It is, again, attack on freedom of speech. And, again, if you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about gun control in Canada, and there's been a lot, of course, of talk about gun control here in the United States. This happens after every school shooting. There's always a huge outcry.
Certainly.
People say they want more restrictions, and, indeed, there's a story from... looks like the Washington Post, talking about a Supreme Court justice who has actually suggested, not recently, but in the past, getting rid of the Second Amendment entirely as the so-called solution to gun violence.
Well, I mean, obviously I don't support getting rid of the Second Amendment, but at least it would be a constitutional option. You know, it's like the difference...
By constitutional, you mean amending the Constitution to get rid of it?
Yeah, well, it's like the difference between prohibition and the war on drugs. The war on drugs is straight up unconstitutional because no authority over people's blood chemistry is given to the federal government by the Constitution. But they actually amended the Constitution to have prohibition, so
right. It
was stupid... but at least it was constitutional.
That's true. It would require three-fourths of the states or Congress, or two-thirds, I guess, in Congress to make this move forward, and the odds that something like that will ever happen seem fairly low.
That's why they made it hard to amend the Constitution, so stupid people couldn't do stupid things easily.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I don't know if all of these people are stupid, but they're panicking and they're desperate for a solution, just like they were desperate for a solution when Russia invaded Ukraine. And just like then, they didn't care whether or not their idea was going to work, whether it was a good idea, or whether it was going to make everything worse. Their idea was sanctions. We need sanctions. And that's what they ran with. They threw gasoline on the burning building because it was the only idea they could even come up with. And that's the same thing we have here with the gun control. It's just the only idea they can even come up with for solving this problem. They don't care whether or not it works. It makes them feel good to think that they can be doing something about this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's going to fix the problem or not. It's just the one idea they have.
Crazy people are going to take action that you cannot predict.
And if you can't predict them, then you're crazy too.
Well, you can predict there are likely going to be more school shootings. You just don't know exactly when and where. But you can you don't know what the crazy people are going to do. They are crazy. They will find a way to take people's lives, whether it be, remember there were, I think, some European countries where there were mass stabbings. You know,
someone used a bow recently.
China, they have mass stabbings, school stabbings also.
You could argue that, well, you're more likely to have more people survive a mass stabbing, but...
You've also had mass vehicular slaughters.
That happened too, yep. And the media is ignoring those when that happens, by the way, when they run a bunch of people down.
We need car control.
Yeah. No one said that. Oh, there already are licenses for cars, of course. So there's
already licenses for guns, too.
Yeah. But apparently this Justice Stevens, John Paul Stevens, was the one calling for the end to the Second Amendment. And I got to say, if that actually happened, it would be interesting to see if then conservatives would start supporting independence.
Man, of course they wouldn't. They're those same people are sitting there like, I wish the government would come for my guns. I'll use my guns to defend myself. And they're like one gun infringement away from not even having guns. And they don't even realize it. Yeah.
I did an informal poll in the New Hampshire conservative group, and like 90% of them said that if they got rid of the Second Amendment, they would support secession.
The number here is 603-283-6160. And that is an important question to ask people if they don't support secession. It's like, well, what would it take for you to support it? What action or inaction of the federal government?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, phones
buddy.
And are you?
We are, by the way, streaming video on various different sites, but our primary site is over at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our Odyssey channel, where you can watch and interact with other folks in the Odyssey channel's chat room. We are also monitoring the chat rooms of the YouTube and the Twitch and the DLive streams. Those come in through a handy little aggregator we have from the folks over at Restream that help us get the streams into multiple locations. And it's very rare that this happens, but somebody actually sent a tip into the show tonight. So PinKing554 apparently went to tip.lrn.fm and sent in a tip of $5. So thanks, PinKing. He or she says this, quote, because whenever you send in one of these things, you can leave a message, basically.
Okay.
So this person says, quote, when the anti-gun learn they are losing at the state level consistently, most of these anti-gun never bought a gun or even probably handled or shot one. Like Joe Biden saying, quote, a 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body, unquote. It can't do anything close. Apparently he's referencing something that Joe Biden said, and there's some controversy.
Yeah, Joe Biden, basically, he did make that comment where he said that a 22 round will,
a 22.
Will puncture a lung,
uh-huh.
But that a 9mm would blow the lung right out of your body.
What kind of 9mm does the government have, and can we have some of them?
Yeah. Well,
is it explosive tipped?
I mean, the reality is, A, that's not true. B, I'm pretty sure he was trying to talk about why we shouldn't have AR-15s, which fire a .223 round, which is a much lower caliber than a 9mm. It's only it's 3/100ths of an inch larger than a .22 round.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's what caliber are. .223 is 223/1000ths of an inch.
Oh, I didn't know they were measuring inches. Okay.
This would be the 5.56mm, right?
That's
no, 5.56. I'm actually not sure.
I thought that was the AR-15.
Maybe it is. When people say millimeter, I usually think what the AK fires. But
7.62.
Okay, that's 7.62. So then, yeah, the 5.56 would be an AR-15.
Yeah,
so actually a much
okay.
lower power than a 9mm round, which is almost exclusively fired out of a handgun.
Mm.
And, of course, Joe Biden knows none of these things,
nope.
But still thinks that he's the guy to control who should have firearms and who should not. And, of course, his belief is that the people who should have all the firearms are the biggest mass murderers in the world. The United States has killed more children in the Middle East, all over the world, than every school shooter in history could have hoped to have ever killed.
Yeah, for sure.
Think about how many children died at Nagasaki or Hiroshima, right?
Yeah.
When they went well beyond a 9mm or an AR-15, and they dropped nuclear weapons on civilian centers, population centers, killing an untold number of children.
Only time in history.
Yep.
That's happened.
And those are the people who want to say, that 9mm you have is too dangerous. Mm-hmm. How many nukes do they have? And that they've proven they're willing to use. I've never shot anyone, but they can have nukes and I can't have a gun?
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Disarm the government first.
Indeed. If you want to weigh in here, number 603-283-6160.
You're right. Disarming the government is the only way I could ever accept a world in which everyone was disarmed. But they have to lay down their arms first.
Well, the thing is, once they're disarmed, how are they going to disarm the rest of us?
Well, they wouldn't need to, right? I mean, I'm talking theoretically here, this world where everyone's like, all right, we're going to live in peace and harmony now. We don't need guns anymore. I realize this utopian is never going to happen. But if the government was to do
people
it...
people might say that, but if they do, it's going to be a scam and they're going to kill you as soon as you lay down.
Yeah, we're assuming that's not true, though. If the government, you know, just destroyed all of their weapons, I would be okay with abolishing the Second Amendment at that point.
I wouldn't, because the government would still exist.
government.
But they wouldn't have any guns.
And also, without guns, we would be back in the world that we had in the Middle Ages, when basically everybody was killing each other with swords.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference with a sword is that the guy with the stronger arm has an advantage that you cannot overcome. So
footwork
that
was made,
but physically
footwork was significantly more. Footwork was significantly more important than how physically strong you were.
Well, strength was certainly impossible, but the thing is, it comes down to who's the best athlete,
mm-hmm.
not who's the best thinker. Which, if you're involved in guns. In a gunfight, strategy is everything.
Obviously, what you're talking about, Arya, is a complete what-if scenario that could never exist. But even if the government ever did make such a bizarre claim that they would have gotten rid of all their guns, you still wouldn't be able to believe them.
I'm operating under the belief that, you know, one, this insane thing could actually happen, and two, the government wouldn't lie about it. Right.
That's impossible.
I know.
Okay.
But that, I'm just finding out that's the only circumstance where I would be okay with the civilian population being disarmed.
Not going to happen.
No.
That's why
I'm a member of the Bear Nukes Caucus. I think if the government is going to be allowed to have nukes, then the average person should be allowed to have a nuke. The government can't be allowed to have weapons that are more powerful than anything that the civilians can use to hold that government in check.
I think that's a good principle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change things up a little bit here. Summertime's coming. The Wall Street Journal reporting in a detailed piece. We're not going to read the whole thing, but just to give you some of it, because it's interesting. Summer's coming, and that means people are going to go on vacation, presuming they can afford to go now that gas is going the way it's going, to the point where some of these gas stations are going to have to add an extra digit soon, especially out on the West Coast.
I saw some of them have been reprogrammed to support $10 per gallon.
That's usually the indicator, as I understand it, on the actual pump that shows you the price per gallon.
But some of them
not
are
the actual signage. Like, I'm talking about the signage front, right? Like, nobody's got an extra digit to the left of the current one.
There's probably space, though, isn't there? I don't know. I haven't looked that closely.
They're going to have to spend a lot of money on upgrading those signs.
Oh, they could just drop the pennies or that 9/10 of a cent.
They could move the decimal point. Yeah, that's something.
Because that's always been stupid. You know, gas isn't $7.69 per gallon. It's $7.68 and 9/10 of a cent.
Yeah.
I've never understood why they do that.
Just to get the extra 0.9 cents.
Yeah, but why not take the extra 0.1 cent and price it a penny higher?
For the same reason that it's psychological. For the same reason that Walmart prices everything at 96 cents.
Right.
Because it makes their prices look lower than everybody that prices theirs at 99 cents. And the reason why everybody always priced it at 99 cents was because they wanted to keep it below whatever the next dollar was, so it feels psychologically like you're getting a cheaper price. And so Walmart said, oh, yeah, well, we'll beat that by 3 cents.
I just lost all faith in humanity that works.
It does. There's more coming up here. You can join us. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The first two of 21 funerals began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. The services are taking place as more questions are emerging about the police response. State Senator Roland Gutierrez tells NBC News there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I have not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in the school.
Gutierrez adds from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Leaders in the European Union have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia. It only covers Russian oil brought in by sea. A new package of sanctions will also include an asset freeze and travel ban on individuals. The bull and the bear took a rest on Wall Street today because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News. The first hurricane has made landfall in the Pacific season on Monday as Hurricane Agatha hit 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Torrential rains and howling winds whipped palm trees and drove tourists and residents alike into shelters. National emergency officials say they assembled a task force of more than 9,300 people for the area, and more than 200 shelters were opened as forecasters warned of dangerous storm surges and flooding from heavy rains. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence. The Porsche he was driving was hit by another vehicle in Northern California's wine country. The 82-year-old could face misdemeanor charges, including DUI. He was released on $5,000 bail. A spokesperson for Speaker Pelosi said that she will not be commenting on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria, you're invited to join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. I want to say thanks to Clamoring, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. You can join it as well, as she has done. She's doing $5 a month over on our silver level, and that's all that we ask for. You can do more if you want, but thank you, Clamoring. She's over there at amps.freetalklive.com. That's where you can sign up. You can use your debit card, your credit card, or your PayPal account to get behind what we do here. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, and you get some cool benefits as well. Over at amps.freetalklive.com. We actually have Olivia on the line. She called back in, had some technical difficulties earlier. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air.
Hey, so I called about moving to New Hampshire, but real quick, when you were talking about that boy who's been arrested for his joke, it reminded me of that guy who posted a meme about it was a cop funeral, and he labeled it taking out the trash, and then he got slapped with a bunch of charges. Do you remember that? I don't know what happened to him, but
I don't remember anyone getting charged with that, but I do remember the...
I believe it, though.
I do remember the meme you're talking about, because I posted it to the Free Talk Live Facebook group, and it caused this thing, like... 2.5 years ago with Mark.
Oh, I remember when Mark flipped out about that.
It was that.
But you didn't get arrested.
I did not get arrested.
Where did
at
this
that
happen,
time.
Olivia? Where did this person get arrested for that?
I want to say Nevada, but I have to look that back up.
Okay.
I'll check it out. But, yeah, I remember he was, and it was a big thing because that's freedom of speech. He didn't threaten anyone. So that was kind of scary. And then I also posted some topics that I hope Ron Paul talks about tomorrow, but I don't know if you guys can use any of them. But they're there on social.freetalklive.com. And my real topic was, what do you do if you would like to move to New Hampshire, but you're broke as a joke? I know Aria kind of went through that because she had a GoFundMe type thing, but I'm not sure how that really went.
That was years ago, and that was before I had gotten into cryptocurrency at all. So
you did a GoFundMe to move to New Hampshire?
No, I did a GoFundMe to move out of Mississippi. This was before I had ever even moving to New Hampshire was even on the radar at that point. And it was a tremendously unsuccessful thing, and eventually I came up with other solutions, but no, the goal there wasn't to move to New Hampshire or anything. It was just to get the hell out of Mississippi. I think at the time my plan was Vegas.
Mm. You did end up in Vegas at some point.
Yeah, but that before that.
Ah, okay. So nobody, any advice here for Olivia? You look like you might have some suggestions.
Can I ask one more thing to you real quick? You had talked about the dating situation, but you didn't mention like what the dating prospects are for lesbians. So I was kind of wondering about that, too, because you mentioned gay men and, like,
yeah, good question. So I will say this. I see lesbians a lot in New Hampshire. It seems to be, like, a place where especially older lesbians tend to go and retire. I did encounter a younger lesbian couple on the streets when I was doing some petitioning for Jeremy Kaufman the other day. But, I don't know how many of them are libertarians, but that, you know, may or may not stop you from finding them. I don't know how many of them are on the dating scene. I tend to see them, like, married and older around here. What do you guys think?
Well, I hang out with a lot of non-libertarians, and almost everyone I know outside of libertarian circles is some level of bisexual. So they may not necessarily just be a lesbian, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't be interested in, you know, connecting with you or having a relationship with you.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the issue is the same issue you'll run into everywhere with. I used to date a bisexual woman who, and her issue in finding women to date was things like she supported gun rights, she supported freedom, and that's rare in the LGBT community, but not as rare as it is in the Republican community, because, you know, I'm pretty sure that if people have any kind of a taste for freedom and they want to be something other than a Democrat, they're not going to want to join a party that hates them. So
I guess it would depend on how much your politics affect who you're willing to date or not. Like, I've dated plenty of people. Some of them were, like, hardcore authoritarian status. And, like, okay, we just don't talk about, you know, politics or whatever. I'm fine with that. Or, you know, I've dated Christians. Like, okay, we just don't talk about your religious beliefs or my religious beliefs. I don't consider
you're not looking for a long-term thing, though, right? Like, when you say dating somebody, you're not going to stay with the authoritarian if they don't change their views, right? Like, you're not
going to. Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
You wouldn't be opposed to staying long term with an authoritarian?
No.
Wow. Okay. Olivia.
I mean, I'm not going to have kids with them anyway, so it's not like I'd be worried about them, you know, corrupting future generations. I just wouldn't talk with them about that. Like, okay, you're bringing up that thing I don't want to talk about, so I'm going to go over here.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't live like that.
Yeah, I cannot date a statist.
I could see dating one, because there's a chance that you could change their mind. People do change over time, but an unrepentant one that just wants to put you and your friends in a prison cell because of what you believe in or, you know, things you might possess?
If the person I was saying was like, no, you and your friends should be in prison for the things
that's
you believe.
That's what they all believe.
They don't go that far, though. They operate in the world of cognitive dissonance, where, yes, that's what they believe, but they don't realize they believe that. One who is so immoral that they're like, yes, I think that you should have a gun put against your head and you should be forced to, you know, pay for things.
If you ask the right questions, you can can usually get them to admit it.
Yes, and that kind of person who's, I'm good on that. Okay. I don't want anything to do with it. They're just like, yeah, I'm just your ordinary run-of-the-mill Democrat or Republican or whatever. I'm like, okay, so you don't understand. I forgive you because you know not what you're doing.
I want to come back around to Olivia's original question because it's a question I think a lot of people have, and that is, how do you migrate somewhere when you don't have a whole lot of money? And obviously that makes things more difficult, but it's not impossible.
Almost everywhere in New Hampshire is hiring.
Yeah, it's easy to get a job. I mean, you throw a rock and hit a dozen businesses that are hiring, and it seems like they're hiring even more now than they were in the past.
You have to throw that rock pretty hard to ricochet.
It'll bounce around and hit a dozen
times?
Businesses. Yeah, I've seen it happen.
Wow.
Kidding. You just got to throw it at the right angle. Like skipping a rock, right? You just skip it off the building instead.
But let's talk about, you know, the reality here. Obviously, if you have some savings, it'll make you feel a little more comfortable than if you don't. But there have been people who have come up here by the skin of their teeth. They've, you know, driven up here and, you know, packed whatever they had in their car. And some of them lived out of their car for some period of time because that's a cheaper way to live. If you don't come during the winter, if you come up when it starts to warm up and you spend the summer living in a car, then you might be able to save enough money to get something together. Mind you, I do not recommend this particular method, but for some people, it has worked. But that's not an easy lifestyle, obviously.
I mean, it's no different being broke here than being broke where you are. Modular
is that
the cost of actually getting here. So if you can physically transport your body here, you're no worse off than you were.
It's probably tougher during the winter, I would bet, though. Having not experienced living in a RV or in a car,
yeah,
during the winter
time. It probably is tougher in the winter, but, you know, hopefully in a few months you can get your poop in a group.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
That helps. I wonder how much rent is, I guess.
It depends, is the answer.
Rent can be pricey.
It depends. If you want to live in a downtown city, then, yeah, you're going to pay in Keene. I think last I heard it was $700 to, I don't know, it's been a while since I've looked at the numbers, but a few years ago it was $700. It's probably more now.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives on Main Street. Like a one-bedroom apartment on Main Street, I think he's paying $1,400 a month.
No way. They're that much now?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive.
I'm paying $750 a month for a room.
Okay, there you go. So, and does that include utilities?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So on the lower end, you're going to pay $700-something, maybe $1,000 for a one room in downtown Keene. But if you want to live out in the woods, you know, in a surrounding town, you will pay much less. Of course, then you have to drive to get to a job or something like that. So
yeah, but Winchester is only like 6 miles from here. It is significantly cheaper than Keene. So that's a fair point.
A straight girl would always find somebody to take her with.
Sure. She may not be a straight girl. Thanks, Olivia, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. It's free.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Get you in here in the remaining moments. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio. Join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You can download episodes of the show, and they go way back for many years, all for free over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We just had a call from Olivia asking about advice on moving to New Hampshire. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're not, you should be moving out of New Hampshire if you hate freedom. You definitely don't want to stay here because there are thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people like us who are coming in here every year, setting new records in the last year or so, as a matter of fact.
But if you are a statist, there's always the Free Lunch Project, which encourages, they're looking for as many statists as possible to move out of New Hampshire, move somewhere else, and live at somebody else's expense.
Do they really call it the Free Lunch Project?
There is a thing called the Free Lunch Project. Okay. It's a satire.
Created by another free state.
That's unfortunate. I would appreciate that level of self-awareness from, you know, a socialist.
Yeah. Some of them have even offered cash money or at least to buy tickets to status. Some of the free staters have offered money to status to get them to leave. So if, like, if you can, like, sign a contract saying you'll never return or whatever, we'll buy your plane ticket to Canada or to Florida or California or wherever. So
I mean, you're coming out cheap if that's all it takes to get one of these statists to leave as a plane ticket.
Yeah, if they'll never come back, I mean, it might be worth it. So we go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, it used to be, before 1968, you know, I mean, even in downtown Keene, you could go down to Sears and they, you go in there and they had rows of shotguns and 30-30s and different types of caliber guns and pistols. And even back then you could order, a gun from like Montgomery Ward and you know, there was no criminal background check or any of that kind of stuff. And even so, when I was in elementary school and junior high, I mean, it wasn't out of the ordinary to see the high school kids, you know, go to school with their pickups and they had guns in their backs of the racks of the pickups and stuff like that. They,
good old days.
They never went off or anything. Mm-hmm. But after the gun laws of 68, you know, these, you know, a lot of things changed. And one of the things that changed was, I mean, when you could bring your gun to school, you know, after school, you know, you could go with the teacher and they would have a class. They would teach you about your firearm, you know, how to make the repairs, you know, how to keep it lubed, you know, how to operate it, the gun safety and stuff. But ever since 68, that, you know, just went away. And now it's, you know, people are afraid of guns and they're going to call a gun that was used in one of these school shootings, you know, an assault rifle.
You know? And they've just
which is a technical meaningless term.
Over the years, they've just been wussifying the youth of America to the point where they're now trained to be afraid of guns and self-defense.
I don't know how true that is, though. I mean, maybe in some places like California and New York and all of that, but those are specific to those states. But here in New Hampshire, I imagine most of the people, at least that I know, who were born and raised in New Hampshire, they don't have any issue with guns. A lot of them, they may not personally own a gun, but that's just because they don't particularly feel the need to.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. There is still a live free or die mentality in New Hampshire. And
well, also in Mississippi, too. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I was being raised in the South, and there were guns everywhere.
There are still some stories in the news about the kids that least that go to the government schools are definitely wussier than they were in the past. I mean, I'll give you the example of the mask mandates. There was no pushback against that. None whatsoever.
No.
So,
but, well, I wouldn't want a mask, and I can say that with certainty because I was the only person who was suspended when they implemented school uniforms, and I refused to comply with that. So,
You never wore a mask?
I would not have worn one at school.
Oh, at school.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I just want to say that, you know, these schools, they need to bring back and teach the kids, you know, about the Second Amendment rights and teach the kids about firearms and stuff like that and the dangers of them and what they can do.
Well, I mean, that would be nice, but I'd be much more happy if we would just abolish the government schools altogether. And then parents can send their kids to whatever school they want to. Thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Of course, a good private school, you know.
They could do that.
Definitely could do that and should do that because, you know, the thing about these school shooters is they're cowards, you
sure.
know. So they don't want to do a shooting where it's a fair fight.
You've never heard of a gun show shooter.
Yeah. They want to have a bunch of helpless targets.
Right.
So they go to gun-free zones, and that's where they do their shooting. If you take away the gun-free zones, if you make it so there are, you know, shooting teams in high schools, and people have rifles in the school, and they can respond, then you're not going to have this kind of shooting.
A totally different story. Let's go to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, kind of lost where I was going to go, but it's not only New Hampshire or Idaho. It's also eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, northern California, where you still have families that are, you know, doing this with their children.
Sure, the more rural areas.
Yeah, so it's again, it seems to always be these, you know, these hot spots of population that seem to be directing us in this government, in this system.
Yes, that's why we can't live with those people anymore. We have to have separation. We have to have secession, independence, and forget about the United States.
But I actually was calling about, I wanted to agree with Aria. She talked about how you can still have a relationship with somebody that politically disagrees with you. And both of you, Nobody and Ian, we're like, no, no, no. But if you love them, if they're funny, you know, if you have a good time with them and you both are on, because I dated somebody that was, you know, they don't use their microwaves. Everything's organic. And I'm more of a libertarian and lean more to the right. And I still had a really good relationship with them, you know. So it's, I think you can overcome politics or...
I mean, most people are apolitical in my experience. Anyway, most people don't pay attention. They have an idea of who the president is, and that's probably it. Most of them, I imagine, most of the people who I hang out with that aren't libertarians, they probably don't know the name of the vice president. So
we were talking about authoritarian status. I thought we were talking about dating authoritarians.
Well, if they were given the choice, like, hey, do you think we should have a government or not? They would all be like, yo, well, we need a government.
That's just
because
they haven't thought about it. You're talking about the average thoughtless individual who's, you know, focusing on their own life and not concerned with politics. And I agree with you. That is most people. And those people are malleable, right? Like, they will go along to get along. If you put that person in a group of libertarians for enough time, they will absorb those messages simply because they want to fit into the group, which is why the Free State Project is such a good plan. That's why concentration is what matters, because if we can create enough of a message that is consistently transmitted amongst society, it will be absorbed by society, by the people who just go along to get along. They put a mask on when they're told to put a mask on, even though they don't like it. Those kind of people will eventually say, oh yeah, once there's enough of us here and once we're successful enough, those are the kind of people who will say, you know, I always agreed with you guys. And they'll want you to believe it, even if it isn't even true. It may be even true in their mind at that time, because somewhere inside, maybe they did think about freedom here and there. And well, then, oh my God, somebody else is talking about it? Well, yeah, I like those guys now.
To your point, I put a mask on and I didn't like it.
Why?
Because it was authoritarian and it felt uncomfortable. And
no, why did you put one on?
Because I had to. And it,
why?
You know, they put signs on the door. I didn't wear my mask a few times.
There were signs in the door of every business I went into, and I ignored it except the one bank that forced me to do it in order to send wire transfers.
A fear of confrontation, I guess.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Right. Most people just want to fit in. They just want to go along to get along.
Congratulations on your award, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Huge praise. And thank you for being confrontational.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. And that's what you got to do is you've got to show the way. You've got to lead. Unfortunately, people are not leaders. They're by and large followers.
Yeah, but saying no is addictive, man. And once that average person sees someone else saying no, they're going to be curious.
I hope so. I think
say no.
Yeah, I can deal with an average person. Those people can change. An authoritarian status, the odds you're going to turn that person around, somebody that's like a dyed-in-the-wool communist, I don't think so. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.